It's not quite immunity, but it may have the same effect. The White House and congressional Democrats struck a deal today over the government's electronic surveillance of Americans abroad and at home. The Bush administration had circumvented 30-year-old rules requiring a warrant to eavesdrop on phone calls and email, and phone companies wanted immunity from lawsuits stemming from their involvement. Today's deal may break the legal impasse, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, it won't please civil liberties advocates.
The best thing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could say about the bipartisan deal reached today on the updated spying law is that it isn't as bad as what the Senate passed a few months ago.
It's an improvement over the Senate bill, and that is I say that as a strong statement. The Senate bill is unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable.
The Senate bill would have lasted 6 years. The new compromise bill would be up for review in 4. More importantly, the Senate bill gave legal immunity to Verizon, AT&T, and other telecommunications firms from some 40 lawsuits. Those firms are accused of letting government spy agencies monitor their customers' communications in violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. The deal reached today does not grant blanket immunity. But it does allow a U.S. district court to dismiss those lawsuits if it finds the telecom firms acted on orders from such officials as the Attorney General. And that pleases Republicans, who say it will lead to all the suits being dismissed. Lamar Smith, who's the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, said he was pleased with the deal worked out today, which the House is to vote on tomorrow.
This is a good bipartisan compromise. Frankly, I wish we had taken up the bipartisan Senate bill that passed the Senate Intelligence Committee about 2.5 months ago, but we didn't. And considering that we did not, this does represent, I think, a good faith negotiation on the part of all the parties involved.
Smith said the White House also backs the deal, which appears likely to pass in both the House and Senate. But it remains deeply disappointing to many civil liberties advocates. Caroline Fredrickson lobbies Congress for the American Civil Liberties Union. She thinks House Democrats gave too much away in the deal reached today.
They stood up to the president. They pushed back. They said no to a bad bill. They passed a bill of their own that was better. But for some reason, and perhaps it's because the elections are coming up, they are running as fast as they can to capitulate. And our analysis shows that this bill is extremely similar to what the Senate passed. So, you know, it's unfortunate that they're now trying to convince people they got major improvements. We're just hoping that the American public sees through this.
Fredrickson and others say it now appears virtually impossible that the Bush administration will be held accountable for years of warrantless wiretapping. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.